श्री चैतन्य चैतन्य आदि लीला चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 232 सेइंग आई हैव सीन एंड डांसिंग इन एक्स्टेटिक लव एज दो मैड ही बिकेम ए फर्स्ट क्लास वैष्णव. श्री प्रभुपाद इस प्रॉपर्टी इज देयर वाज ए मोहम्मडन टेलर नियर द हाउस ऑफ श्रीवास ठाकुर who used to sew the garments of the family. One day he was very much pleased with the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, he was enchanted. The Lord, understanding his attitude, showed him his original form as Krishna. The tailor then began to dance, saying, I have seen. He became absorbed in ecstatic love and began to dance with Lord Chaitanya. Thus he became one of the foremost Vaishnava adherents of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Muslim tailor, he was a very ordinary person. Even he was meat eater. But still, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he got this mercy? Because he was sewing the dresses of Srivas Thakur and his family. By doing this seva, this is one kind of seva. So he was doing this seva to Srivas Thakur and Srivas Thakur's family. And thereby, he got some mercy. And with that mercy, he wanted to see the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if someone will get the mercy from a devotee, then he will develop desire how to come to the Supreme Lord Krishna and have darshan of him. Unless one will get the mercy from a devotee, he will not develop this desire. Because the general people, they have forgotten Bhagavan Krishna, Vishruti. So they will remember Bhagavan Krishna when they will get the mercy from a dear devotee of Bhagavan Krishna. As long one has forgotten Bhagavan Krishna, he will be engaged in sense gratification. But when he will remember Krishna, then slowly he will give up his sense gratification. He will try to serve Bhagavan Krishna also. And thereby he will get mercy from Bhagavan Krishna. So in this case, this tailor, Muslim tailor, he got the mercy from Srivas Thakur. By that mercy only, he was able to see the form, Krishna, original form of Bhagavan Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we the people need Bhagavat Kripa, Bhagavan's Kripa, Bhagavan's mercy. By Bhagavan's mercy only we will be able to see him. Without his mercy we will not be able to see Bhagavan. Unless he will shower mercy on us, we will not be able to see Bhagavan. Ishwarer kripale sahi ache jare, sahi se Ishwar tattva janivare pare. We will see when Sarva Bhattacharya, when Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath temple, he saw the beautiful Shyam Sundara form of Jagannath and he got ecstasy and he fainted there. He could not utter Jagannath, ja, ja, ga, ga, then fainted. Sarvam Bhattacharya was present there. And he could know that this is one type of ecstatic fainting of Mahaprabhu, because that time he did not know that he is Mahaprabhu. He is a mere sannyasi, young sannyasi. But somehow he got some ecstasy. Therefore he brought him to his own home. Mahaprabhu when came to his home, then Mahaprabhu's associates who were following Mahaprabhu, they also arrived there. And they wanted to bring back the consciousness of Mahaprabhu. Somehow they were chanting the Mahamantra in the ear of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu got back sense. That time, Sarvam Bhattacharya's brother-in-law Gopinath Acharya was present there. He said to Sarvam Bhattacharya that he is Mahaprabhu. The Sarvam Bhattacharya joked with Gopinath Acharya, who is Mahaprabhu? How it is possible in the age of Kali, Bhagavan will appear here? It is not at all possible. That time so many arguments will be there, and they finally, Gopinath Acharya say, Usara Bhumite Bija Bapana. The barren land, if you will sow the seed, it will not fructify. Similarly, your heart is hard heart. Because Sarvam Bhattacharya was Mayavadi. So, he cannot recognize Bhagavan. There, Gopinatha said, the Ishwaral Kripale Soyachajara says, when Ishwara, when the Mahaprabhu himself will shower mercy on you, then you will be able to understand him. Same, the Brahma also could not recognize Bhagavan Krishna. Thapite deva padam bujadeva prasad lesanu gruhite bhai. Janati tattang bhagavan mahimna. Bhagavan, one can understand when he will shower mercy on someone, then he will be able to understand Bhagavan. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya will get mercy from Mahaprabhu, then he will know that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. Here the same thing happened. When Mahaprabhu showered mercy on the tailor could know that he is Bhagavan. So now he is dancing with ecstasy, ecstatic love. Dekhinu, dekhinu. And he is becoming mad. So, due to our forgetfulness, since time immemorial, we are all influenced by Maya, entrapped by Maya. Because Jiva is having tiny independence, and he is misusing that independence, so therefore, he is deprived of recognizing Bhagavan, deprived of serving Bhagavan. Maya, what is the Maya's activities is? Maya's activities, two types of activities. One is Avaranatmika Kriya, then next is Prakhepatmika Kriya. First, Maya will cover up our consciousness. Then Prakhepatmika Kriya, Maya will take us away from Bhagavan. This is Maya's activities. And when this consciousness will be covered up, then one will forget about his swarup, his own constitutional position. Swarupa jnana vikruta. His swarupa jnana will be vikruta, will be perverted. So therefore, Jiva forgets Bhagavan Krishna. He has no knowledge about Bhagavan Krishna. Jiva Sarup, Krishna Das, Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servitor of Bhagavan Krishna. As Nitya Krishna Das, Jiva has to serve eternally Bhagavan Krishna. That is Jiva's duty. But due to this forgetfulness, Jiva is not able to serve Bhagavan Krishna. So in order to get back this Shruti, remembrance, Krishna Shruti, which he has already forgotten, so he has to try to serve this devotees of the Supreme Lord. When one will serve the devotees of the Supreme Lord, then he will get back his remembrance. The darkness will be dissipated. The light will come. So, when the light will come, one will do bhajan, Bhagavan's bhajan, or Bhagavan's seva. And that Bhagavan's bhajan, Bhagavan's seva, is the life of the devotee. Devotee's life is to serve Bhagavan Krishna. That is his life. So, who will remind us about Bhagavan? Who is free from all types of material entanglement? He can remind us. Who is free from all types of material entanglement, material involvement? Only the devotees. The very dear devotees of Bhagavan Krishna, they don't have any material entanglement. So they will remind us about Bhagavan Krishna. They will bring us the remembrance of Bhagavan Krishna. And they have so much love in their heart. With that love, they have bound up Bhagavan Krishna in their heart. Their heart is very pure, transparent. The Shastra saying, Bhaktistu Bhagavat Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. If we will associate with Bhagavat Bhakta, then we can also develop bhakti. So therefore, it said, only by doing sadhana, one cannot get bhakti. One can do sadhana, but one cannot get bhakti. Unless you will get the mercy from a dear devotee of Bhagavan Krishna, he will not get bhakti. So more he will have desire to get bhakti, more he will go to associate with devotees. So those who will have so much pride, false ego, they cannot get the information of devotees. They will say there are no devotees. There are no sadhus. Where there is sadhu? In this age of Kali, there is no sadhu. Because they are influenced by Maya. So unless they will become free from Maya, they cannot see sadhu. They cannot see a devotee, real devotee. The ordinary person, they are always running after Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha. Money, women, and name, fame, adoration. So if they get this money, women, name, fame, they think that they got all success in their life. But actually that is not success. The success of life, human life, is to get love for Bhagavan Krishna. That is the success of life. So those who are looking for Bhagavad Bhakti, they are always thinking how to get little mercy from Bhagavan. Day and night they are thinking how I can get mercy from Bhagavan. And they know what is the real mercy is. This Kanakamini Pratishtha is not real mercy. So how to get love at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna? Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, Vrittarashtra is saying, Pumsang ki laikanta dhiyang sokanang jasampato bibi bhumurasayam narati jaddesa udvegadhi midaha kaliri besanang samprayasa. He sang to Lord Indra. Person who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Person of Godhead and always think of his lotus feet are accepted and recognized by Lord. As his own servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of this material world. When anyone possesses material opulences of any of these planets of this universe, his possessions naturally increase enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride, etc. Thus, one goes to increase and maintain his possessions and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. So when one is losing something materially, he is lamenting. But he is not lamenting that I am not getting love of Godhead. For that he is not lamenting. He is lamenting because he loses his possession, therefore he is lamenting. But one should always lament that I am not getting the love of Godhead. Prem, Krishna Prem. So, therefore it is said that due to our karmic reactions in this material world, we are wandering from one universe to another universe. Brahmanda Brahmana. But we are not thinking how to get the association of devotees. Sangha Sukha. If you will associate with the devotees, then all the happinesses are there. All the happiness is there. So due to Maya, we are thinking, it's my body related one, my wife, my household affairs, I'm getting attached to that. But when one will get love of Godhead, automatically his attachment will go. He will not be attached towards any material possessions. That time, he will give up everything. Anna abhilasita sunyam jnana karma adyanabhutam anukulyana krishnanusulanam bhakti uttama. That time he will have uttama bhakti. The best type of bhakti. When he will give up all other desires, give up his karma jnana, he will become free from karma jnana yoga, and he will serve Bhagavan Krishna in favorable direction, then he will get bhakti. And that bhakti is the topmost bhakti. How to get this bhakti? Unless we will get the mercy from devotee. When we will get mercy from the devotee, the premi bhakta, then we can get that bhakti. Therefore, the devotee association is the most important thing. In order to get bhakti, in order to get prema, love, the devotee association is the most important thing. Then one will get very easily the mercy of Bhagavan Krishna. Sadhu krupa, Bhagavat krupa. Without sadhu's krupa, one cannot get Bhagavat krupa. And when one will not get Bhagavat krupa, he cannot understand that I am this eternal servitor of Bhagavan Krishna. Jiva Krishna dasa yaha bhuli gelo, atoye mayatare golaya bandhilo. When Jiva is forgetting that he is Krishna dasa, Maya is standing nearby, he is putting one rope on his neck. Maya tar golaya bandhilo. Then, he is becoming Maya dasa. Instead of becoming Krishna dasa, he is becoming Maya dasa. He is serving Maya. So, even if a chandal, dog eater, if he will do Krishna bhajan, so he can get mercy from Krishna. This Muslim is meat eater, Muslim. But he got Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because he served indirectly to Sivas Pandit, who is the very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. So he got Sukruti, Agyata Sukruti. This is called Agyata Sukruti. Without our knowledge, we are getting some Sukruti. He did not directly serve Sivas Pandit in order to get Krishna Prem, but still he got. He got ecstatic love for Bhagavan Krishna. So, if someone will serve the devotee of Supreme Lord, then he will become very pure. He will become pure. All the doses, all the defects, all the contaminations will go. And this way, if someone will become free from all contaminations, if someone will become very pure, he can also make others pure. He will get the strength to make others pure. So the devotees, pure devotees, they can make someone pure. So by the mercy of Sivas Pandit, this Muslim tailor became pure. And due to his purity, he could see the Mahaprabhu's dance and become so much ecstatic by seeing that dance. So, this is due to bhakti. He developed bhakti. When one will get mercy from Bhagavan, immediately bhakti will rise. When bhakti will come to our heart, then we are all protected by every aspect. We are protected. Pandavas were bhakta. They were always protected by Krishna. Draupadi was a bhakta. She was protected by Bhagavan Krishna. So one will be protected by Bhagavan Krishna if he can develop bhakti. And this bhakti can be possible by Mahat Krupa. Mahat Krupa bina kon karme bhakti noy, Krishna bhakti dure rahu, sansara nahi khaya. Mahat Krupa bina kon karme bhakti noy. We can do anything, but if Mahat Krupa is not there, if some devotee's kripa, pure devotee's kripa is not there, mercy is not there, then bhakti will never come. What to speak about bhakti? Even one cannot give up his attachment from samsara, family life. So therefore our goal should be how to get mercy from a devotee. And it is not so difficult also, because mercy is just like a liquid. Liquid, any liquid thing will flow downwards. So similarly, bhakti is just like liquid. It always flows downward. But if there will be a peat or a lowland, so what will be happened? The water is flowing. If you get a peat or lowland, then water will be accumulated there. So similarly, if someone will have sunichata, humbleness, humility, then he will get kripa. If he will become very humble, then kripa will be showered on us. High land, the water will flow. Similarly, kripa will go if we'll raise our head due to our pride. If we'll become very sunicha, very humble, then the kripa will come. The mercy will flow. So therefore, if you'll go to any devotee and you'll become humble, then he will shower mercy on us. Then by getting mercy from a devotee, we can get mercy from Bhagavan Krishna very easily. And when we can get Bhagavan Krishna's mercy, that time, why I did Maya Bhajan so long, that time one will repent. Repentation will come. Kenava Bhajinu Maya Kara Hai Hai. He will condemn himself. Why I did the Maya Bhajan so long? Why I did not go for Krishna Bhajan? Only when one will shower mercy by Bhagavan Krishna, he will think about Krishna Bhajan, he will give up his Maya Bhajan, give up all his material attachment, and he can become also a very pure devotee, premi bhakta. So now, this Muslim tailor, who was not having any qualification, so he is now dancing out of ecstatic love. So that is due to only mercy of Srivas Pandit. So we should always try to get the mercy from the devotees so that we can get mercy of Bhagavan Krishna and we can become also his premi bhakta. Thank you very much. Jai Shivan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dear devotee ki jai. Samaveta Maha Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shishi Gaunitaya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari.